Great to have your company wherever you're listening. Great to have the company of Luke McDonald, who plays his milestone game against the Giants on Sunday. Game 150. Aaron Hall playing his game 150 overall as a player, but Luke, obviously, the whole 150 at North. Congratulations to you, Luke.
Thanks, Dwayne. Thanks for that, mate. Yeah, obviously, really excited to run out in game 150 alongside Hawley this week. But yeah, to do it all for North Melbourne, I'm certainly really proud.
You've seen some changes at North Melbourne as well. The resurrection of Arden Street, in a way, your footy club is debt-free. So you've got so much going right, even though we sometimes concentrate on what's going wrong.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've been around the footy club for a very long time. In fact, I remember Dad actually went across to North as an assistant coach in 2004. So I remember when the facility was a lot different to how it looks today. And, yeah, I'm certainly proud of how far the club's come off the field. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to helping get it back on the field, back to where it belongs. You know, we've got a really exciting bunch of youngsters coming through. And, yeah, I'm just really excited to help lead them through the patch we're going through at the moment.
So does it mean a bit more to you because it's your dad's club as well?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I've been a North Melbourne supporter my whole entire life. So I'm certainly very passionate about the club. Yeah, and that was instilled in me a long time ago through, I mean, obviously my dad. And then, you know, when I was growing up as a supporter, watching guys like Glenn Archer and Anthony Stevens and Brent Harvey and Drew Petrie, you know, the passion they had for the club. So, yeah, I'm obviously really passionate about North and, yeah, as I said, really proud to play my 150 this weekend.
So speaking of Glenn Archer, one of the all-time greats of Kangaroo history, Jackson Archer, his son's been named emergency three times in a row for you guys. He's a defender who hasn't been getting it a lot in the twos. I think he's had three kicks the last 3 weeks. So he sounds like he's a fairly dour defender. He's been named as a chance to play this week, his AFL debut.
Yeah, Archer's, I mean, when you think of Glenn Archer as a player, I think his son, Jacko's got a fair few similar traits. So he's someone that when he gets his opportunity, I know that North fans and AFL fans in general are going to love watching him play. And I certainly can't wait to play alongside him whenever that is. But yeah, Jacko's done a lot right ever since he's, you know, been drafted. But yeah, it's a good one because I remember Jacko when he was just a young kid when I first started mucking around in the rooms and as Dad was assistant coach. And yeah, it's funny now to think that we're both on an AFL list and potentially playing together soon.
So do you think he will? Your bench is pretty good. When I read your bench, I think, wow, your team can't be that bad. Your bench, Bailey Scott, Atu Bisenavalangi, Hugh Greenwood, Tom Powell, young gun coming through. Taron Thomas has been named on the bench, Jackson Archer and Tristan Cherry.
Yeah, look, we've got some exciting youngsters coming through at the moment. So, yeah, I'm not sure if Jacko's going to get his chance this week. I'm not exactly sure what the 22 looks like exactly right now. But yeah, as I said, I feel like he's going to have a long career for North Melbourne. And you speak about that passion. He's as passionate about the joint as anyone. So looking forward to playing with him whenever that is.
I did your game last week, and the perception of starting Jason Horne-Francis and Taron Thomas on the bench after halftime was one where we try and draw our own conclusions. And when I see Taron Thomas named to start on the bench, I wonder whether his form has been down, according to the club and your coach, David Noble.
Oh, we know Taron's as talented as any player, probably in the league. He could be absolutely anything. And he had a fantastic finished to last year, you know, he's getting really big numbers, kicking goals, and he's a fantastic teammate. I think by his own admission, he probably hasn't hit the levels that he wanted to, especially after he had a bit of an internal injury earlier in the year. But got no doubt that Taron's going to get back to the levels that, you know, we expect of him and he expects of himself. He's, as I said, he's as talented as anyone, and yeah, he's got a really long, bright career ahead at North Melbourne, no doubt about it.
And what about the Hornet? You're going to convince him to stay?
Oh, absolutely. The Hornet is a great kid, Jace. And, yeah, obviously, being number one draft pick, there's a lot of pressure on you. But yeah, he's come in and he's embraced all the boys. And, yeah, he lives just around the corner from me. So I'm in him a fair bit. But he's a great kid. And I think he's going to be a North Melbourne player for a long period of time. So we obviously see how talented he is. you know, his competitiveness, his skill. The goal he kicked on the weekend was pretty special. And I, as I said, I can't wait to play with him for a long period of time.
He hasn't got a bit to say, though, Luke, which is good for an 18-year-old sometimes, but not so good other times. How have the players sort of handled his contributions at times?
Oh, yeah, he's certainly a confident young kid, but, I mean, that's what comes with being the number one pick. He's a really good fella. He's really competitive, as I said. He obviously hates losing, as we all do, but no, he's been embraced by all the boys, and I really enjoyed getting to know Jace. And as I said, I love playing with him. He's one of those guys that loves sticking up for his teammates, which, you know, they're the sort of guys with the character that you just love playing with.
You can be unlucky. We saw two players collide heads last night, no concussion, and yet a lot of blood spilled, and yet a tiny clip, Ben McKay gets concussion and he has to miss a week.
I know, I saw that, yeah, that contest last night. It was pretty hard to watch. But yeah, Benny's, he's had a bit of a stop-start year so far. I think it might even be his second or third concussion of the year. So, you know, when it comes to the head, you just don't take any risks whatsoever. So, yeah, it's disappointing that Benny won't be out there this weekend, because we know, you know, how good he can be and how important he is to the back line, especially since Robbie Tarrant left. He's probably taken over the mantle as it being his back line. So, yeah, it is disappointing that he's not out there, but yeah, you don't muck around with concussion. And I'm really excited that Aaron Hall's back this week. And also, it's been good to see Aiden Corr string some games together. I mean, we got him last year as a free agent, and I think he's finally starting to get a bit of continuity and playing the type of footy that, yeah, we expected when we got him. And I suppose he's going to fill the void with Benny McKay not being there this weekend.
Talking to Luke McDonald, celebrates game 150, the best and fairest winning star for North Melbourne. We talk about it a bit, Luke. All games are only worth 4 points, but some are worth a little bit more than that. Do you feel like this one is worth more? Your club's under immense pressure. You've got the whole of Sunday to yourself, though the whole footy world's watching, and you've got a team that also we don't know. Well, they're I won't say beatable, but they're not up the top end of the ladder, the Giants.
Well, you go into every game expecting to win, and this weekend, yeah, we're really excited to be playing the Giants on our home deck. We've had a really, really good, strong week on the track, and I mean, the Giants, they've got so much talent. They've got so many talented players across the whole board, but as I said, we're really excited to play in this week, and we're the only game on Sunday, so hopefully there's a good turnout of Shinboners there, and we're looking forward to everyone watching, because I just feel like we're so close to getting it all together and playing the type of footy that we expect to play.
Yeah, let's hope you get a massive crowd. So Marvel Stadium, Sunday afternoon, the standalone game, North Melbourne and the Giants. Before I let you go, Luke, there's been a lot said about the player-coach relationship. Can you sum it up for us in 30 to 45 seconds or so? Give us a little bit of a snapshot. Did it hit a bit of a rocky patch for a while?
No, there was no rocky patch. There's always a lot of talk in the media, especially after that Brisbane game, but I think it was all a bit of a storm in a teacup. All the boys love Nobes, and we play for him, and he's been as consistent as ever. So, you know, when you're losing, there's always going to be articles written about you, but yeah, they're not true. So we've all got Nobes back, and looking forward to playing this week and hopefully starting to turn the season around.
Is that because you've been around a while? You've been in football clubs as a kid, so you've seen the occasional spray, and it's a bit of a fine line. Some older players can understand the spray. Some younger guys can't quite get their head around it.
Look, I can't speak for everyone, but I know that I've copped a lot worse days over the journey individually. Right. So, as I said, I think it was a fair bit of a storm in a teacup, and the reality is, each player reacts differently, but, we play a very, very combative game in AFL, and as I said, that spray was not as bad as it was perceived in the media, so I think they said people walked out crying and that, and I was in the room and there was certainly none of that, so, as I said, it was a bit of a storm in a teacup, and, as I said, not the worst spray I've copped over the journey, I promise you that.
Was it good for a player to hear the management back David Noble in, or doesn't that matter either?
Oh, absolutely. It's great to back your coach in. It's great to have everyone fully aligned at the footy club. And, you know, when that happens, you know, you've got to have everyone aligned off the field to get it going on the field. And great, we've got that at North Melbourne. As you said, we're debt-free. Everyone's on the same page. So it's only a matter of time before it all comes together on the field. And that's as one of the leaders of the footy club, that's what I'm driving with all the young lads. And, I mean, if you walked into the four walls of our footy club, everyone's up and about. There's excitement there. And, yeah, we just can't wait to play this weekend and help turn the season around.
Let's hope you can. Luke, great to have a chat to you. Congratulations again on game 150. And let's hope plenty of people get there, plenty of people watch, and plenty of North Melbourne players star for you. Thanks for your time.
No worries. Thanks for having me, Dwayne.
Luke McDonald, North Melbourne, best and fairest winner and defensive star playing game 150. And on that bench, it was interesting to hear Luke talk about Tarryn Thomas. So that bench again, not all of these guys are going to play. So Jackson Archer could make his AFL debut. He's been listed on the website as being in, but he's only in for the bench. Bailey Scott, I thought he's been in pretty good form, Bailey Scott. So it's a surprise to me that he's on the bench. Hugh Greenwood, you probably wouldn't leave him out of your team either. So he's on the bench. Tom Powell, Tristan Cherry. I'm not sure you're leaving Tristan Cherry out of that team either. I wonder if Tarryn Thomas is actually going to be in. Maybe he'll be sub. That's going to be a tricky one. Well, watch that space.